When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome to another episode, episode 40 of Talk Smart with
Pew
and my cart. That's, see, I forgot what to do, Joe. It's been so long we've not done this, I forgot the actual intro. I'm Andrew McCart. That is young Joe Pew over there. And please forgive me, I am tired because I drove all the way down to Rotherham, which is 4.5 hours away, done Izzy's show, the GBM show that was on TalkSport YouTube, and drove all the way home. I didn't get into about 4:30 this morning. So I'm a little bit tired, Joe, so forgive me. But listen, I'm excited, though. I'm excited to talk about that fight last night, if you're up for it.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I'm looking forward to this chat today. But before we get to it, was the show good last night at Rotherham?
You know what?
Just a quick word on that.
Yes, it was. Izzy put on an absolute great show. The Kieran Malloy versus the Mexican guy, I can't remember his name, I think it was Garcia, was an absolute battle. What a war that was. Shaq Thompson as well, great, great fighter. He got a new heavyweight in Arlo Stevens coming along nicely. A new heavyweight to join the heavyweight scene, the UK heavyweight scene, making his pro debut. You've got an absolute monster of a guy called Taz Nadim. I don't know if you've seen this guy, 5'9", light heavyweight. 5'9", the guy's an absolute monster. So some very, very exciting prospects coming through. Izzy doing his thing, man. Izzy is a promoter, man. He's just... Listen, if you're a promoter in this game, you need to have a way with words, and Izzy's got it. And he's got a bit of swag about him as well. So, yeah, the show was great, mate. Huey Fury's return as well, which was good to see him back in the mix. I mean, the heavyweight scene right now is flying, and it's good to see Huey Fury back in there. Obviously, he's probably going to need a couple more fights before he's in the mix again. But, yeah, it was a good show. You were at the Sam Noakes winning another title last night.
Yeah, great, great performance from Sam. A complete and out shutout on all three of the scorecards. You just couldn't stop Yvon Mendy. The first time he's ever gone the distance, Sam Noakes, that is. He only won the British in February and now he's added the European to his collection. Talk about world titles by the end of the year. Absolutely fantastic performance from Mitch Noakes. Sets it up lovely for the Mark Chamberlain fight, but I think they want to go their own separate ways for about 3, 4, potentially 5 fights and try and make that as big as possible. Henry Turner also getting a great stoppage. He's going to be wanting to push on to the British now because he's kind of that next crop of 140 behind your Dalton Smith, your Adam Azim, your Harlem Eubank, them ones who are just kind of above that British level now because I'm assuming Dalton will vacate. And then also you had on the card Aloys Jr., who is an absolute animal. He told me earlier on in the week that Ben Davison's had to start making him spar in 20-ounce gloves because he's hurting too many people in 16s, which I thought was quite wild. And he lost his first fight because he stepped in on a week's notice against another prospect. And then since then, he's just been knocking everyone out. And he's an absolute beast. Mm-hmm. And a few other good prospects on the Queensbury show last night. It's a very, very, very good show, mate.
Good stuff, good stuff. And these are sort of, I don't want to say small hall shows, but these shows are good for the prospects coming through to get that exposure. But I just want to jump head first right into the deep end, yep. Man. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, mate. Woke up this morning, went to my bed as soon as I got in last night, woke up this morning, didn't look in social media, found the fight, watched it, and I was like, the first round, I was like, oh, God, Garcia's tagged him. I was like, oh, this is going to get interesting. But then Devin Haney started taking control, rounds two, rounds three, rounds four, rounds five, and I'm thinking, here's that shutout, here's that win for Devin Haney, here's that, just keep popping that jab out, popping that jab out. But then Ryan Garcia, there's a lot made of his left hook, but people sleep on that right hand. And although the left hook was the cause of two knockdowns, I think it was a right hand that caused the second or third knockdown, I can't quite remember. But yeah, just with the build-up as well, just an absolute crazy, crazy fight. Crazy 8-9 weeks since this fight's been made. So it was just, it was just mental. Mental, mental. This game never ceases to amaze me, Joe.
Yeah, I think I'd like to call this the heist of the century. I think he's come in. No one's really. It was so strange. It has been so strange all week. I am lost for words, to be honest. Like you, kind of get up this morning. I did see the result. I have watched it since. I can't stay off my phone for that long, mate. But I think that's just my generation these days. But. So I did know what the result was, and it's one of them ones. Sometimes when you look at the result and you're just like, okay, I'll probably just watch the highlights there or just think. But as soon as you knew the result, you're sticking the whole fight on. And as you said, tagged him in the first round, and then from kind of round two to round six, it's by and large a Devin Haney fight, how you'd expect a Devin Haney fight to go. And then the power's just come out, and people talk about size. He looked huge in there. At the end of the day, they agreed on the fight being going ahead. Like, so you can't really blame it that much unless they get a rematch. And it, obviously, it has to be all even. But yeah, Ryan Garcia just done what Ryan Garcia had to do.
The mental thing is, right, I've spoke to a lot of people, and I was one of them. I was thinking, with everything that he was saying leading up to this fight, Ryan Garcia, that is, and his sort of like going out partying, had his like 3 days before the fight, he was in a nightclub with his shirt off, twizzling his t-shirt. I'm thinking, and then the 3 pounds over at the weigh-in, drinking a beer. Well, if it was a beer, who knows? He could have been trolling, because all along I spoke to Dan Raphael, I spoke to Sam Jones, I spoke to a good few people, Dave Caldwell as well, and a lot of them were concerned about his mental health. But Ryan Garcia kept on saying he went for a psych evaluation, I think, 2 days before the fight. Everything was cleared. Now, if this guy has gone on for 8 weeks trolling the world, I know mind games is a big thing in boxing, right? Boxers want to get that little percentage up on their opponent. Do you know what I mean? By playing little mind games, saying, oh, you can't make the weight, or I heard you got dropped in sparring, or these little mind games get played. But if this has been a troll from Ryan Garcia, this has been the best troll mind game situation in any fight. That's going back to when Muhammad Ali used to do all this sort of stuff. This was absolutely insane if Ryan Garcia was trolling this whole time.
I don't think he was 100% trolling. I'm one of those people that I think is probably even before the fight, and I thought before the fight Devin Haney could even stop Ryan Garcia, or I thought at least it'd be a normal unanimous decision. I'll openly say that. But I always thought there was an element of trolling there, but now I think there's a bigger percentage of trolling, and it is just fantastic. It is absolutely brilliant. If, again, we still don't know, and we will never know what elements were trolling. But I can't even remember, I was speaking to earlier on in the week, and I said, has this, whatever Ryan's been doing, whether it's trolling or not, has this rattle Devin Haney, because we see Devin Haney push him at the start of the fight week, and we've never seen Devin Haney actually act like that. He's always been quite...
He pushed Lomachenko that time. But I don't think
he pushed Lomachenko.
Yeah, but he didn't get that reaction from Loma. That was at the weigh-in, yeah.
Yeah, I think obviously...
Yeah, it was the weigh-in for Loma. Yeah, he pushed him, remember?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I think I do now. So, but he's usually a level guy. Yeah. Devin Haney's usually a level guy. And so, did he rattle him? Did he get under his skin, do you think?
I think so. Because... Excuse me, take a drink. I think that when you've got a fighter, you've got an opponent that's acting nuts. Let's be honest. He was acting in nuts in a lot of people's eyes. And when you're preparing for a fight, and then a lot of people are saying this fight should be called off or this fight be postponed, your mindset sometimes can change in that training camp. So Devin Haney could have been thinking he's not going to make the fight. This isn't going to happen. He wasn't 100% focused. I don't know that. But that could have played the factor that Devin Haney's probably in this camp going, is this fight happening? Or are they going to pull this fight because of his mental health? Because he's saying some crazy shit. And Devin's own words were, this guy's not normal. This guy's insane. So could it have played a factor, this on Devin Haney? Probably. Could the 3.2 pounds being over play a factor? Maybe, because Devin Haney boiled himself down to make the championship weight. He made it 140 and he had to strip down naked to get it to make the 140. Do you know what I mean? So there is factors there for Devin Haney to make excuses. Do you know what I mean? There is. But Devin Haney is always been the bigger guy in that ring, always. And I saw Gervonta Davis's tweet, something along the lines of, this is what happens when you fight a guy the same size as you. Because Devin Haney has been sort of labelled a weight bully. Like, he boils himself down to fight these smaller guys, but then comes in the ring at like middleweight. Do you know what I mean? And he's fighting these super featherweights, lightweights and whatnot. So could have this play the factor? I think it could have. I think it could have in this training camp, because like I said, the stuff that Ryan was saying was just absolutely outrageous. But do you think it played a factor, all this sort of stuff? The weight coming in 3.2 pounds after all the stuff that was said with Ryan Garcia, do you think that would have played on Devin's mind?
Yeah, it would have had to, because all the headlines, no matter what sort of fight, everyone reads their phone, everyone reads even if it's old school articles, and every article was about Ryan Garcia and the way Ryan Garcia's acting, and you'd expect it to be about the world champion in Devin Haney, the world champion that's just come off of an absolute unbelievable performance against Regis Prograis, a world champion that's just gone out to Australia twice to beat George Kambosos, like someone who is just there. Do you know what I mean? So it must have been unusual for Devin. And maybe he didn't know how to cope with that. But I still think the most unusual thing about the whole fight was Devin's footwear. Did you see that, Andy?
No, I didn't see it, actually.
Have you not seen? Have a look, Devin Haney's footwear.
In the ring?
That is, yeah, yeah.
Man, let me look at you. Yeah. Keep talking.
Go on, have a look at that. I think I was scrolling. It was before I even saw the fight. I was like, oh, okay. They look like socks, mate.
Oh, really? Keep talking. Keep
it in the
keep it in.
There you go. I'm quite interested to see your reaction to this, because I feel like you're quite an old school guy, Andy, and I feel like you won't be you won't be really impressed with these, mate. Oh, I feel like you're a classic Lonsdale / Everlast boot man, aren't you?
Yeah. What the heck? It's like a sock with a sole.
I know. Strange,
mate. What the heck? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. That's the one, mate. It looks like one of those really thick stocks, not even like a Balenciaga or anything, but that's just like,
mate, why is this, honestly? Why the fuck, man? Why? What is this? It's not a fashion show. Just wear normal boots. Wear normal shorts and go out there and have a fight. This is why I love Bert Beav and Bibble. Look at that press conference. It was just two guys at the prime, no bullshit, just that is boxing for me. See all this crazy. Well, fuck it, who cares? But that's insane, mate. How have we even laced up?
I did think you'd enjoy that one, mate.
There's a slip-ons, man.
I know. They must weigh a lot. I don't want to sound like Deontay Wilder here, but they must.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quite a lot.
There's another excuse that Devin can make then. That is insane, man. How did I not notice that?
I know. To be honest, I was just scrolling again this morning and I saw that. Wow.
Jeez, man. Well, that's that then. I'm done. That's insane. Listen, each to their own, man. Devin Haney does wear some quirky stuff, even at press conferences. I think he wore this big, massive puffer jacket. Did you see that one time? He came in looking like the Michelin man. This big, huge jacket, man. It was huge. So he does wear some crazy stuff, and I suppose Ryan does as well. So it's the generation now. It's your generation, Joe. You're a weird, weird generation. I'll give you that. I'm not saying you're weird, Joe.
Yeah, well, probably a lot of people would say I was. So, but I feel like the fashion world, I'm pretty traditional with the fashion, mate. Well, but other things, I'd say.
Stay like weird, that, yeah. Because I tell you what, if I'm at a show one day with you and you wear some clown shoes with, like, I don't know, like a cowboy hat, it's, mate, I'm tearing you a new one, man. I swear, I promise you.
That is fair enough, mate.
I know you won't anyway. I trust you won't be that silly. Yeah, let's talk about this 140-pound division quickly then, because right now it's heating up. We will touch on McComb and Barboza, because that was a fight that irked me a little bit, but we'll discuss it. But this 140-pound division right now, I just spoke with Josh Taylor an hour ago. He's actually, he's enjoying this 140-pound division, and he's still got his fight with Jack Carroll coming up. But you've got, let's rattle a couple of names off. Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, Sabriel Matias, Liam Paro, who's a very, very good fighter. Isaac Cruz, Regis Progrid, if he's still hanging about. Arnold Barboza, Sean McComb now. Andy Iroka from Japan. Jack Carroll. Who else? Have I missed someone? Richardson. Yeah, Richardson Hitchens.
Smith even now.
Dalton Smith, exactly. Even the guys at this UK level is absolutely unbelievable, man. So Adam Azeem and all them, and Harlem Eubanks, UK, they could be up there very, very shortly. I mean, is it the best division in boxing?
It's up there. It's definitely up there. I'd like to have all the top tens from everyone in front of me. So, but yes, he's certainly up there. And there's a lot of fights where he beats him, and like realistically, probably going to see Tank at 140 at some point. Do you know what I mean? We're going to see all these guys. So it's going to be exciting as long as they all continue to fight each other, which they have been really. Over the past couple of years, whether that being the lightweights who have worked their way up to 140, like your Devin Haney's and your Ryan Garcia's, who've kind of fluctuated in between all of those. We have seen it. We've got another great one on the 25th of May with Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall. Absolutely can't wait for that.
Are you doing it with me?
I think I am, mate.
Yeah, good.
Doing it with you.
Excellent.
There you go. First fight week, me and you.
Is this the first fight week, is it? We've done.
I think so, mate. There we go.
Let's smash it then, young Joe. Let's show these other IFL guys how it's done. That's Colm, Oscar and Coogan. Smash it. I've just got the Man United game. That's Man United 1-0 up against Coventry in the semi-final. Just got it on my TV there. Joe, Sean McComb against Arnold Barboza. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it all. I'll be honest, I haven't watched it all. But watched highlights, and yeah, I think I've got a good gist of how that fight went, shall we say.
Yeah, listen, sometimes I know Sean McComb. I've known him for a long, long time. He used to train just in the gym I'm in right now as well with Danny Vaughan a long, long time ago. So I know Sean very, very well. I've spent loads of time with him. And sometimes when I watch a fight and it's your friend, Joe, you're probably the same. You're watching it on a one side. You're only watching the good stuff that Sean or your friend does in that ring. And you can have a biased opinion on it. You can say, oh, he won that round. Do you know what I mean? But last night, I wasn't having a biased opinion on Sean McCombe because he was clearly winning. Do you know what I mean? I was never sitting there going, oh, that was a nip and tuck round. Maybe give that to Barboza. Do you know what I mean? I just thought that when I watched it back, I was like, yeah, Sean's got this. And I was shocked, absolutely shocked by the result. And I spoke to Lee Eaton as well earlier, and he's livid. He's absolutely raging. He's already got his legal team. I don't know what if this will come to anything. You know, this always happens. You'll argue your case, you'll put a letter into the commission, to the WBO, to all these things, but nothing ever happens. These judges always seem to get away with it. There's no, you can't hold them to account. You can't say to them, how did you score this fight? Explain it to me. Explain that round to me where he landed three punches, he landed 20. I'm not, this is just a scenario. This don't, I'm not saying Sean landed all this and Bobo's. I'm just saying, explain to me how this fighter B landed three punches, fighter A landed 28 punches. Right, with the knockdown, but you scored it at 10-9 or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's just explain that to me. But judge it, I think we need to find some common ground somewhere where if there's a fight like this, right, because it's not going to be the first and it's definitely not going to be the last, we need to hold these judges, referees, to account a little bit. Not every fight, because a lot of fights are nip and tuck and you can, it is what you prefer, pressure, shots landed or whatnot. But if it's a clear robbery, if you want to call it that, then the judges who were scored that fight need to be held accountable. It has to be, or you're just going to ruin the sport. Me, you and fans and Twitter and Instagram are just going to go off on one like we always do. So I don't know where we go with this, Joe, but I think we need to do something, surely.
Yeah, and obviously I don't really want to burst anyone's bubble, but at this point it just feels like a waste of our breaths because realistically, is anything going to happen? No. Probably not what Sean McCombe wants to hear right now. But you just hope in a situation like that where it was on such.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a big card. Hopefully it had that many eyeballs on it that someone will look at that and kind of hopefully he'll get his opportunity again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a bit like Maxi Hughes got his another big opportunity, didn't he, after the Kambosos, the controversial decision. I know that didn't go his way from either. But yeah, hopefully another big opportunity for Sean McCombe.
The thing that I think the best case scenario for Sean is keeping his world ranking. I think that's probably the best case for the WBO. And I think Lee Eaton has said that that's sort of like what he's going to try and do to keep him in that world ranking so he gets another big fight. But yeah, Joe, I do want to talk about I know what happened on Monday, and it was close to 6 days ago, and it's probably forgotten about a little bit. But it's yesterday's news. But that 5v5 Bivol versus Berdibiev press conference. I mean, wow, that has got me excited. I'm telling you, that is just absolutely. If you're a pure boxing fan, you love the sweet science. That has got everything from Bivol to Berdibiev, from Zhang to Wilder. All the way down to the small guys and Ball and Ray Ford. It is just what a card that's going to be, mate. I'm so excited for it. So excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. It's going to be so good. It is just a pure boxing card, and it will be up there as one of the most stacked cards of all time. So you've literally got a York Hall / Copper Box headliner in Hutchinson versus Richards, and then it goes all the way up to the best. A fight that probably wouldn't have happened without Saudi backing either. Let's have it right, because I don't think the money would have been there elsewhere for Better BF Bivol. And let's also have it right. We would never have probably got this concept without Saudi Arabia, because it took them that long to talk to each other after so long not talking to each other. But yeah, great fights. And they are all 50-50s. They are genuine 50-50s. Speaking to so many people in and around the event. Obviously, I was at the press conference on Monday. I was at the media day on Tuesday. And then I think Thursday, Friday, I've done something every day this week, and obviously I'm talking about it to everyone. And yeah, it's so split down the middle who they think is going to win overall, Matt Room or Queensbury sort of thing. Yeah, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I'm going to talk up Better BF and Bivol, man, because for me, that is just boxing for me, man. I just two guys don't have to say much, and when they do, if they do have a little snipe each other, it's just a little comment like Better BF, like, why is this fight? You got to ask the question. Why is this fight not been made? And he went, he knows. And then Bivol came up and was, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But you know there's a little bit of needle there. And you don't really see that from both fighters, because they're both very, very humble. They're both very, I don't know, they're just, they know their skill sets, and they're comfortable that they think in their mind they've already won the fight because that's how good they are. And I just think that's just a classic boxing matchup between a pressure fighter, a back foot fighter, a punch, and they both throw a lot of punches. Bivol throws a lot of punches, combinations, threes and fours and fives. Better BF throws a lot of punches, threes and fours and fives. Bivol fights off the back foot, can come forward. Better BF fights on the front foot. I think this has just got the ingredients for, I'm going to put it out there, this is going to be, and I'll probably get shot down for this, this is going to be fight of the year, because I just think that the styles just gel perfectly, and you've got so much on the line with all them marbles. You know what I mean? Undisputed. A lot, every fighter, it seems nowadays, especially nowadays, there's a lot of emphasis on that undisputed. And I'm going to put it out on the limb. This is going to be fight. For a purist, this is going to be fight of the year. Hands down.
Yeah, because it's certainly going to be up there. Going to be, it is genuinely a number one, a number two. And I think kind of what we don't see in other weight divisions like this is how far ahead they are. One and like, even in the heavyweight division, you've got Anthony Joshua knocking around now as number three, who's kind of probably like not but far below Fury and Usyk at the minute. But with Better BF and Bivol, they beat everyone around them. There is literally nobody else, really. Obviously, we've got the British guys, but they've dismantled the British guys. Do you know what I mean? I know Boazzi hasn't had his opportunity yet, but apart from probably Boazzi, they've taken everybody out. And it's number one and number two by an absolute country mile.
John, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and you can ask the same question to me now without giving away, saying your picks and that, because we probably have to sit on the fence a little bit here with the Zhang and Wilders and the Dubois and Hrgoviches and Fords and that. Looking at those four, five fights with the points and the captains and whatnot and the knockdowns, in your head, who wins, Frank or Eddie?
Including the point system thing.
Yeah, so include the point system. I don't want you to make your picks. I don't want you to say, right, Wilder knocks out Zhang for this.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want all you to make the picks, but in your head, when you're looking at those five fights, which promoter wins?
You might have to talk for a bit here, because I might need to do some maths, but hang on. Give me 20 seconds, and I'll be able to do this.
Doom, the countdown. What's the countdown music?
I'm under pressure now. And what's the other one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is good entertainment, this.
Yeah, I know. Fantastic.
I've got to fill in this dead space here.
Okay, I've got it. I think I'm slightly leaning towards Matchroom.
And Eddie? All right.
Potentially, yeah. What about yourself? Have you got to do the maths now?
No, I actually, you know what? I'll tell you what fight it's came down to. Is Nick Ball and Ray Savage. I can't pick that fight. I can't. I'm finding it hard to pick a winner in that one because I think if it was to come, once that fight happens, I can give you my pick. But I've got it as a draw right now, and I think it comes down to Ball and Ray Ford. That's the fight that I'm.
You basically throwing me under the bus here, so I'll admit. And then now you've now sitting on the fence. But for me, I think there's. Without wanting to give too much away, I think Hutchinson Richards could be the decider in this.
That's a good fight. That's a very good fight. I think people are sleeping on that one. Hutchinson, yeah. Because of the massive names that are on that 5v5 and the Bibble, that's actually getting slept on a little bit, that Hutchinson and Richards fight. That's an absolute, you mentioned that could headline a York Hall. That's a headline fight within itself. Do you know what I mean? So, I think that Ray Ford and Nick Ballman, that fight for me is the one that I'm sort of like, where do I go here? Where do I go? It's a tough one for me in that one.
What's the best fight on the card? What one are you most looking forward to?
On that whole card or just that 5v5?
Just the 5v5, because obviously...
I would say Nick Ball. Nick Ball and... And Ray Ford, I think without those styles, because Ray Ford doesn't mind getting stuck in. Do you know what I mean? We've seen that in the Komatov fight. Yeah. And I think with Nick Ball's style, and Ray Ford's a little bit shorter, and Ray boxes small as well. Do you know what I mean? He bends his knees, so he'll come down, and not maybe Nick's tiny, like he's only 5'4", I think 5'3", maybe. I think he'll come down to his size a little bit, so you probably get a little bit more of inside fighting. Do you know what I mean? And Nick won't have to lunge in with his big left hook. So I think that's going to be an absolutely great fight, and I'm looking forward to it. Zhang and Wilder, though, as well. I think that could just be a four-round job somewhere, either side. But
it could be a sloop fest as well, to be honest. But brutally honest there. But yeah.
But I think Wilder, I think Eddie played a smart move there by making him captain, because the captain gets 4 points, double the points, and there'll be 4 points if he gets the knockout. So I think Eddie's been like that to him. Listen, I'll make you captain, but I want those 4 points. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's a little bit of incentive for you to go out there and knock Zhang out. Be the old Deontay Wilder. Don't be the Deontay Wilder that's been trying to box and move a little bit. Just detonate that right hand when it comes. And to be fair, listen, Zhang's doesn't have much lateral movement. Do you know what I mean? He is quite... And a backhand from an orthodox fighter to a southpaw fighter is the perfect punch, and vice versa. So the right hand of Deontay Wilder, if he lands it to a static Zhang, he doesn't have the greatest feet or the fastest feet, I can see it happening. I can see why Eddie's done that, and he's made Wilder captain, because he's probably thinking to himself, there's a guaranteed 4 points.
Yeah, and I think let's have it right. The old Deontay Wilder, there'd been no question. I think you would have just... Like, it would have been a heavy favourite. And I mean, like, 90-10. But now it is genuinely a 50-50. But the one I love, and I think could be my favourite on the card, is Shiraz Ammo. I think that is just as even as it gets. Such a great fight. Been a massive fan of Ammo since he even started his career. I know they brought him over to the UK a few times. Meant to have big fights against the likes of Felix Cash. They've come, fell through. But then, so basically, if you'd asked me, even probably 6 months a year ago, I'd be pretty heavy on Ammo. And now I think he's so, so close, because Shiraz's jab, the way Shiraz has come up from 154, and he's huge, and he's still a massive middleweight as well at 160. I think it's going to be a great, great fight. And I think can't get more even than that one.
No, that's why I'm so excited for it. Because like you said, it's just 50-50 fights from start to finish. And that's why we want to tune in. We don't want to see 90-10 fights, but we know the winner. I want to be on the edge of my seat looking at the fight and going, right, I don't know what's what. Who's going to win this fight? Do you know what I mean? That's what excites me. But yeah, I cannot wait, Joe. I cannot wait. I've got the Liverpool Next Gen show next week. What are you up to?
Got top tier cards that will be streamed on the card live on IFL. So yeah. Make sure you're watching that one, mate. Yeah, that'll be good.
They send the links out for that so people can watch that. Is that a Friday night?
That is Saturday. That's the same time as the next gen. But I just want to say on that next gen card, there is a fight that I am absolutely cannot wait for on the next gen card. Two of my absolute favourite fighters, Janae Boston versus Jack Martin.
Mm-hmm. Spoke to Janae last night.
Cannot wait for that fight. Mm-hmm. I've been to all three of Jack Martin's pure wars. And he's going to bring it. And I absolutely love that fight. Yes, I absolutely can't wait for that one. A little bit jealous you're going to be there, mate.
Oh, sorry. I'll film on my phone for you, mate, and I'll send you, all right?
Cheers. Well, I'd like to be able to think I just get the zone up on my laptop. But failing that, I'll let you know, mate.
No worries, bro. Listen, Joe, pleasure to speak to you again, my mate. And I'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, see you next Sunday, mate. I'll send some Devin Haney's boots in the post to you.
Mate, that's slippers to me. They're just slippers. I'll wear them around the house. Cheers, brother. Speak
to you soon. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.